Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, and welcome back to the App Betches podcast. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Eileen.
And I'm Jordana. And Sammy is coming in from Washington, D.C., where she's going to the White House.
I'm reporting from our nation's capital. Tonight is the State of the Union, and basically, I'm going to meet the Vice President right after this. So I need to put on my makeup.
Haven't you already met her?
I think this is like more of an extensive meeting. Like
that was like a picture op.
That was a photo op. Yeah, but okay. both times I've been in her presence were just photo ops.
Right.
This time, I think we get to exchange a few sentences. We'll see. I don't know. I'll let you know.
Are you allowed to record?
No, it's off the record. So there will be no photos, I believe.
Can it be on the record here after?
No, it can't be on the record anywhere. But
because it's off the record.
But, but you know what it could be? It could be off the record between the three of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it could be on the record between the three of us.
No, yes. Off. I will then share also off the record with you what was off the record.
Well, you're telling everyone that you're doing this, so technically it's all on the record.
But it doesn't matter because it's okay like to say you're doing something off the record.
Off the record is a great name for a podcast.
It actually is.
I feel like it must exist.
All right. Well, you won't get an update about Sammy's.
Yeah.
No, I won't, but I'll catch you guys up.
Eileen, are you excited for your birthday trip?
Me. Oh, yes. Yeah. I was like, wait, whose birthday is it?
Yours.
Yours.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm really, really going to try not to work. So nobody fucking email me, okay? Thanks.
Please don't. Okay.
Is that your out of office email?
Yes, literally. I don't put any out of office emails now, but I won't answer you.
Are they uncool? I knew I missed the memo on something.
I also only put them on if it's like an extended break.
Yeah, if it's extended or I'm like really don't have any service. But yeah. I just don't want people like knowing where I am at any point.
You don't have to say where you are.
You could just say you're out of the office.
That's what I mean. Like even just being out of the office. I don't want anyone
knowing. To know you're even
whether
out.
I'm in or out. Yeah.
You don't want anyone to know your whereabouts? You could be in the office.
We'll give your whereabouts off the record.
Yeah. So. Okay. This is so off the record. No, I'm pumped. I just can't wait to relax for like just a solid couple days. And I'm bringing a book that I plan to read.
What book?
It's called One of Us is Dead.
Okay.
That sounds uplifting.
Yeah. Let me know if it's good. Yeah. I'm always looking for new books. I've been reading. I tried to read a book when I was on vacation last week, and it was so bad. I'm very sick of like the very bad chick lit books. I was like enjoying them for a bit, and then now I'm like, all right, this is not a thriller. This is like bad.
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, you mean like the chick lit thriller books you don't like, or like
yeah, like I everybody's like, no, trying
I like
to be
them
Gone
when
Girl.
They're good. Yeah, I like them when they're Gone Girl or they're like the plot, which isn't really chick lit, but they're I don't know. There's just like. There's so many ones that people are, and then I'm just like, this is the twist? This is the twist?
Did you know what the twist was going to be?
I didn't even finish it. I was like, this is so bad, I'm not even going to finish it.
My issue is not necessarily with those books. It's with the fact that every cover looks exactly the same, and it's like all within one
I read them on
board.
Kindle, so I don't even see the cover.
I'm just talking about when you go to the airport and you see like a ton of like the same looking book.
I can't take you seriously while you're doing your makeup. You know what's so funny?
You can't take me seriously while I'm doing my makeup. This is what everyone on TikTok does.
Exactly. That's what I was about to say. Like, this you is don't what take it those looks people like. Seriously we're either. Watching you.
I'm not on TikTok though. I'm just with you guys.
You're reporting a podcast.
Funny. That's why it's funny. Because I feel like I'm listening. I'm watching you doing a TikTok.
Do a TikTok? Well, it's kind of. I see why people do it. It looks. It's soothing to the doer.
It is soothing to the doer. I've never done it.
You should try it.
So wait, the Oscars are this Sunday, guys.
Are you excited?
Am I excited?
I like the Oscars.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. No, I'm not really that excited. I I used to love the Oscars. Like, I really looked forward to them.
I feel like it's my favorite one of all of the awards.
Yeah, I agree. So. It's the best one. That's why it's like sort of all the award season leads up to it.
I mean, listen, none of the awards season shows are like so thrilling that I'm like anxiously excited for them or like can't wait to watch.
But I used to love the Oscars too, though.
Who are the nominees? Ugh.
Here's the thing. You have felt this way about the Oscars the past several years, but I actually feel like this year I saw most of the movies and I'm really, I liked a lot of them. So I'm actually like kind of excited to
There are a lot of nominees. Yeah. For a lot of different things, like Best Picture has a shit ton. And I saw a bunch of them. I didn't see The Zone of Interest, which I want to see, but Sammy, you told me I'll be disturbed. So I've thought twice.
That sounds good. I want to be disturbed.
You should watch it then. It's about it's about the commander in one of the commanders in Auschwitz built his idyllic house next to Auschwitz, and it's just sort of like it's kind of like a Holocaust mumblecore film.
It's making me nauseous.
But there's nothing like there's nothing gross about it.
Yeah.
So it's actually pretty disturbing because it's not gross.
Yeah, that's what
and
I mean.
I think that I found it pretty harrowing. But Jordana, I actually kind of think you would appreciate it. Okay. You might be bored. It didn't need to be that long. Mm. But
how long is it?
I think it's like 2 hours, maybe an hour 45. I'm not sure.
That's not long.
But it was.
It's just a lot of talking.
It's long for itself.
Yeah. I really still need to see Poor Things.
I want to see that too. Yeah.
You can watch it on iTunes, whatever the fuck people call it now.
Can't you watch Apple it on TV? Like Amazon Video, you just buy it.
I don't buy stuff on Amazon's Video. I don't know. I just don't like their
same.
Like,
I agree.
Their
Apple,
platform.
Apple movies
it's
all
so,
the way.
Yeah, I only buy stuff on like the Apple movie thing. Just Me a too. Better interface, and I feel like it's more like being in the movies.
Interesting. Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
I don't like the pause system on Amazon.
I agree. I Apple for everything.
And you know when you're watching a movie, you always have to pause and rewind. So like, it's so important.
Agreed. Yeah, right. No. So Jordana, I think you should give it a try. I actually bought it because here's the thing. Like, if you like, I usually do buy movies on Apple rather than rent them, because if you rent them, you only get them for 48 hours and then you've like spent money. And if you like it, then you never get to watch it again without buying it again.
No.
So
it'll
I don't
come
know.
Out on streaming and like probably
not
like
always
a month.
Not always.
Oh, I never buy. I always rent.
I buy often because it's just less expensive than going to the movies. And you get like, if you watch it with another person, it's like even half the price of a movie ticket.
Do you watch it again?
No, it doesn't matter. It's the same thing as going to the movies.
I do often watch movies again. And that's why this works for me. But I don't watch everything again. So I don't know. Aileen, I feel like you were the person who inspired me to
spend more money. That sounds right.
To be to be a person who buys rather than rents on Apple for that reason.
If it's available on rent, I'll obviously rent it. But if it usually isn't. So at first, and I really want to see something, I don't fucking care if I'm going to buy it because I value sitting in my home than in the movie theater. So,
and it's cheaper than the movie theater.
Exactly. So
and
anyway.
You might like it. And want to watch it again.
Guys, should we talk about the Kate Middleton has been spotted Weekend at Bernie style in sunglasses in a blurry photo sitting in a passenger seat. Could be her. Could not be her. Looks like her. But could be a doppelganger.
I think it is her. And I think it looks like her. However, I read a very funny analysis on our own website by one of our writers, Florine. It was like, this wasn't the most in-depth analysis of it, but it did sort of throw out all the possibilities of what they could have, you know, used to manipulate the photos. But I saw people who were like, this is a graininess effect that's been added. This isn't really her. I think it's really her, but the picture, I don't know. Maybe they did add
it's just
like
funny because it's like Princess of Wales was seen riding in a car near Windsor Castle with her mother, Carol. Okay, she was seen, but can't people know where she's going by following this car? Like where she's coming from and where she's going, but she's just seen driving past because obviously this is a stage moment. So like, who knows if she's actually even seen there? This is probably in a driveway.
It could literally be like their long driveway. It could also just be, exactly. They let someone come. They took her. It is very Weekend at Bernie's.
It's so Weekend at Bernie's because she's in these glasses. And she just has this like sort of, she's not smiling. So she just could have just been like, like Weekend at Bernie's.
There are photos like that get taken of the royals like that. And I think that one of the things people were saying last week was like, why haven't we seen a photo of her in a car? Like you know that Prince, that Prince Philip photo where he like looks like he's an actual mummy and he's sitting in like the front seat of a car.
Yes.
Someone commented like, someone tweeted like, you know, there's a real problem because they haven't rolled out a photo of her looking like this yet. So like 2 days later, that picture of her in the car comes out and
reactive PR.
Maybe she's just like trying to get away for a little, just needs a little break.
And she's not allowed. Yeah. She's never allowed to have
like red nail polish. Like she's not allowed to have a break. Also, like have a break in your house. Your house is massive. Like go to the other wing.
Well, then she did that, but then everyone was like, she's dead. So then she came out.
She took a picture in her driveway.
This is very no, but like it's more about just the comparison to this is really like the key to PR. I think.
I feel like
it's
everyone like needs to get off of Kate's ass.
Yeah,
like,
agreed.
Give her a minute. Give her like, it's not like she's been gone for 2 years. Like, give her a minute. She said she was going to be gone till Easter. She said that.
Until
give
after her a minute. Easter. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We all just kind of lost it, I think, for a moment. Lost the plot. Speaking of Kate doppelgangers, did you guys see a picture of Kate Moss doppelganger that walked the Paris?
No.
Oh my God. It looked just like, you think it's her. So like, but it's not her. And she was like used in a fashion show. So I think it's very possible that this Kate Middleton could be a doppelganger. Doppelgangers are real. Stunt doubles are real.
Right. But then you would need Carol Middleton to go along with that.
She might.
She might, depending on what's going on. We'll find one day we're going to find out.
Watch. It's like
and
nothing.
I hope it's.
She just wants a break.
She's not allowed to just have a break.
Well, I mean, you're not allowed to do things to the extent that someone stops you. So seems like she's on a break.
She has to be on a break for a very dire reason.
Yeah, she just had a surgery.
Abdominal, yeah. Sammy.
Right. No, I know. But it doesn't make sense why they're treating it this way. But we'll find out one day. I think it is just a surgery, probably. But one that she like is embarrassed of.
Yeah. So like everyone just let Kate live. I'm not concerned. I think she's alive. I think she'll be back and it will never be discussed.
I agree.
We'll never
she'll
talk
be back.
About this again.
Yes. I agree. She'll be back. I think it will be highly discussed though.
Around the office, we have so many colorful framed art prints and photos. It creates such a fun atmosphere and it gives our space that unique Betches character. I wanted to frame some stuff at home too, but custom framing can be so difficult and so expensive. So the things I want to display end up collecting dust in a closet. But FrameBridge makes it easy and affordable to get your special artwork and memories in frames so you can spice up your space with ease. I love FrameBridge. I framed my ketubah for my wedding. The process was unbelievably easy. They send you a canister to send in your artwork. They send you a few different options of ways that they can frame it. You get to pick. They're actually helping me also design the frame that works best with the picture and best for my home. And getting custom frames can be difficult. FrameBridge is easy and affordable to custom frame just about anything. You can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a retail store if you need some guidance. You can also upload a digital photo for them to print or mail your item in using their free, secure, prepaid packaging. Then FrameBridge custom frames your piece in the studio using the highest quality materials and ships it to your door in days for free. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com.
Listen, we all know that scratchy PJs can make a cranky kid. I want my kids to be comfy when they sleep and are rested in the morning, and that's why I snuggle them up in Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes award-winning bamboo PJs that moms rave about. I am said mom. I am obsessed with Little Sleepies. They are so, so, so soft. I just got one that was the Checkmates Zippy for my son Lucas. It's so adorable. And it's limited edition, so everybody go check it out. Little Sleepies Zip Romper Pajamas, aka Zippies, the ones that I got, were designed with thoughtful details like fold-over feet, mittens, and a double zipper to make the middle of the night diaper changes easier. Made from the buttery soft, custom-milled Luna Luxe bamboo viscose, Their Zip Footy pajamas are gentle on sensitive skin and babies with eczema. But what parents rave about the most? How long they fit. And Little Sleepies makes the best baby shower gift. They have inclusive sizing from preemie to adults 3X. There are also nursing and pregnancy-friendly styles available for adults. So try a pair of Little Sleepies today. Fair warning, you'll never go back. You can try Little Sleepies for yourself by visiting littlesleepies.com. Plus, get 15% off your order on littlesleepies.com with code BETCHES. That's littlesleepies.com with promo code BETCHES.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been in therapy for years, and nothing has transformed my life quite as much as my therapy experience. And one of the things that I love about therapy is that it gives me all the tools I need to figure out how to manage my time, and also figuring out what depletes me, what gives me energy. Sometimes too much socializing depletes me, so I've learned how to manage the amount of time that I'm going out versus staying in, the amount of new people I'm meeting versus making sure I have that me time for myself, and that's definitely a skill that I've honed in therapy. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/betches today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/betches.
We have other things happening in the Bravo world. So apparently, I mean, like last time we talked about this and we're like, nah, Jax and Brittany are not separating, but like, now they are.
They separated like hours after we said.
I thought we said they were, and it would be like for PR to promote their new show.
Yeah, but like she's literally moving out, and he's. But it's weird.
Why is she moving out? He should move out.
Yeah.
What's going on with all this?
I don't know what's going on, but he basically said that he was asked by paparazzi on the street, and he said, no, it's not real. We're still together. And then she was asked, and she's like, no, it's real. He needs to get his shit together. And. Yeah, and but I mean, yes, coincidentally, their new show that I really don't want to watch. Do you guys want to watch
it? I don't really want to watch it either. Not just that they can't carry a whole show. I prefer if they came back to Vanderpump.
Kristen's in it.
If Kristen and Jack hook up, you know what? I'm going to watch it to wait for when that happens.
I think I'd rather have them back instead of giving them their own show. Why don't they just put them back on Vanderpump Rules? Like,
because they're like going to cancel Vanderpump. I feel like. I just can't see it going on for like another season. Can you?
No. Oh my God. They're reinvigorated after this whole Scandoval thing. They're all making a shit ton of money.
I think maybe they feel like it has more legs if they start over with like a new setting, because if they keep doing Vanderpump Rules, then it's always going to be like measured against the bar of Vanderpump Rules. If they set up a new show, it can be like setting up new Roni, where you sort of like have a new standard for what you expect to see.
Because none of them even work at Sur. Like none of them work.
Didn't so they like, already do that thing with like the with they go to Kentucky? They did that like a while ago.
But that was just the two of them, not like a whole group of friends. And really what's made Vanderpump is that these people actually like cheat with each other. I think we're very likely to like we could have a Scandoval-esque situation, or not that big, that was like its own thing, but we could be back to Jax cheating and Kristen, you know, it could be back to that in a year or two.
Of course Jax is still cheating.
No, of course he is, but we could be back to like Kristen and Jax are fucking in a year. I mean, I don't know,
that would just anything will, can annoy happen. Me I really don't think so. I don't think Kristen's doing this now.
I think they're all kind of exactly the same as they were. That's sort of the beauty of the show, is that they get older but they never actually mature. So I think that any of the scenarios that happened 10 years ago could still easily happen today, tomorrow, at any point.
Yeah, like I'm going to watch it and wait for my first Vanderpump shock.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to wait to watch it for you to watch it. You'll tell me if it's good and then we'll go from there.
Sounds like an efficient assembly line of television watching.
I agree. Other things that are happening in the Bravo world, Lala is pregnant.
Indeed, good for her. I'm excited
about
that.
She's giving Ocean a child. I still cannot believe that child's name is Ocean.
Maybe this one will be called Lake.
or sea.
Or river.
River. I could see river.
And she had a sperm donor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sperm donor. And then also, this one is the funniest one. Luann has been seen, spotted with, in Manhattan with Mary-Kate Olsen's ex-husband.
Yes. To me, this checks. He reminds me of the
Sarkozy.
Count.
Oh, that checks for sure. She loves a Frenchman.
Right.
And, you know, she's going to be bringing the cabaret to Paris.
It's just funny that those two people have dated the same person, like Luann and...
Yes, that's why it's so funny. Yeah.
It's just like sort of absurd, that part of it.
Yeah. They're such different ages.
Mary-Kate, the two appeared to be on a lunch date, leaving Le Bibloquet in New York City's Upper East Side on Monday.
Wow.
And she's actually 4 years older than him. She's 58 and he's 54. Love to see it.
Wait, we need to get all of this straight. Mary-Kate, when did she break up with Olivier?
2021.
That she, wedding was the one with the
wedding with the one with the cigarettes?
Yes, that's iconic. Iconic.
I can't believe.
Yeah, like, right, that's what I remember about anything.
Yeah, see?
But Ashley had just shadily had a baby. She's married, right? Who's her husby?
I love that we don't know, like off the top of our heads.
It's such a testament to them. Under the radar.
No, they're like the human embodiment of the row.
I do follow an Olsen fan account.
Wait, why does it say?
It's called Olsen Oracle, and she's obsessed with the Olsens, and I follow her. And she follows all of their movements.
Oh, I want to follow that. I'm interested in that. They
I don't
are,
know why
they are
I do
icons.
That. Because I don't really care. Oh, guys.
I mean, you named yourself Michelle because of them.
Okay, the audience doesn't know this. I was not born with a middle name. My parents did not don me with one. So I gave myself the middle name Michelle after Michelle Tanner in third grade. And I told everybody it. And I've since lost it. But
Aileen Michelle Sweetstein.
No, Aileen Michelle Cooperman, but now Cooperman's my middle name. A fish, according to my Social Security card.
That's what counts. Wait, so Ashley Olsen is married to someone named Louis Eisner. I think they got married
fairly
recently.
Rich.
Yeah. They are just the human embodiment of the Row, aren't these two?
Uh-huh. And I was just looking up the Row loafers to potentially buy, and they are sold out everywhere.
Okay, I have to say something about the Row.
Yeah,
because
I know
everyone likes it. Like, I know everyone's like, oh God, the Row.
Quiet,
so
luxury.
Chic. I get what they're doing. Like, I see the vision for them and the people who are like the OGs and that's their style. Like, Jordana, I feel that you are someone who would like actually wear the Row as your taste. Mm-hmm. However, if you look on the Row website, there are so many items that, like, I swear they could be from Madewell, if not Old Navy, if not The Gap. And so I want us to play a game that I'm going to call The Row or
Old
blank.
Navy.
The Row or Old Navy. And you have to guess.
Isn't that true of any other luxury brand?
No. No.
It's not true of, like, Loro
not
Piana?
To this extent. No. Not to this extent. Loro Piana has a very, like,
distinct.
Specific, it's a like Italian, like it's a the fabrics they use. The Row uses like what looks like normal fabrics, like those are the fabrics that
it really does wait, look like it. You're
it
so
really
right.
Looks like the Madewell. I really want to play a game. The Row or Madewell. The Row
works,
or
the Row works because they don't they do have high quality fabrics, but it's not like international European fabrics. But further, I think it also works is because. Why it works is because Mary-Kate and Ashley like really embody the style of the Row. Like this is who they are. And so they are forever chic. They can't like be not chic. And that's why this will be chic forever.
It's not a style, but it's like, and it does like, it's real. Like it's legit. It's not only a waist, but let's be real. Like these items look just like. Yeah.
There's one hat everybody should Google. It's called the Carol hat in cotton. And I don't know how anybody can see in this hat. It covers your face.
Right. Some of the shapes, I'm just like, I don't want to wear like those slippers that you wear over your feet so you don't get your floors dirty. Like their shoes look like those. things.
Pavlich game, if anybody knows. Yeah, they have like a raffia bag that you could totally get on Amazon. All right.
Also, there is something I will like as a handbag fan. The Margot bag is apparently like people are trying to position it like the next Birkin.
You told me about that, I saw it on Instagram.
All the celebrities wear it, has multiple sizes. I do like the way that they sort of put that they do their bags where it's like they have a few core designs and then they do like a different sizes, east, west versions, north and like vertical versions. And then they'll do like different fabrics every season and that they're like sort of perennial. I'm into that. I can get behind it for a bag. Some of these shirts, though.
The loafers, I hear, are so comfortable.
You can buy this shirt from our future sponsor, Lee Jeans. Some of these will look very similar.
For years, I've been using men's razors because the quality of razors for women is seriously questionable. But disposable men's razors feel like settling. I finally tried the Athena Club razor I've been seeing online, and it was truly the easiest, smoothest shave ever. My old razors, honestly, they would rust up so quickly, and the shave I would get was so dull. My legs would get super dry. It would just be like an uncomfortable razor experience. But this razor is truly worth the hype. If you haven't tried it, you really need to give it a shot. Step up your shaving game now with Athena Club's award-winning razor kit. It's seriously the best on the market, and here's why. First of all, the Athena Club razor kit is an absolute steal at just $10. But don't let the price fool you. This razor packs a serious punch. It comes with a beautifully made ergonomic handle and two super sharp razor heads that deliver an incredibly smooth shave every time. You also get a game-changing magnetic hook in the razor kit for easy storage. This means no sitting your razor on the edge of your tub, no more goopy blades, no more razor falling down your shower floor in the middle of the night. Athena Club's razor glides effortlessly thanks to those 5 precision engineered blades. The blades are perfect spaced out to let your hair pass through with each stroke, and you'll experience less irritation, which is always a win in my book. Are you ready to upgrade your shaving experience? Switch to the best razor on the market and show your skin you care with Athena Club. Head over to athenaclub.com to try their award-winning razor and body products and get 20% off your purchase with code BETCHES at checkout. You can also find Athena Club razors at your local Target store. Trust me, you won't look back. Happy shaving. Ready to redefine your relationship with alcohol? Whether you're trying to cut back or just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs? Sweet, fruity sours? Athletic Brewing has an assortment of non-alcoholic beers in almost any style you can think of. One thing I really like is a great Sunday brunch. And sometimes, you know, you kind of want to have a drink during it. But also it's Sunday and you kind of want to get your life together. That's the perfect occasion to have an Athletic Brew non-alcoholic beer. Athletic brews a variety of great-tasting, award-winning non-alcoholic beers, including IPAs, Goldens, Extra Dark Brews, Sours, Hazies, and more, many of which are only available online and for a limited time. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic Brews Bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. And when you support Athletic, you support a company that cares. They're a certified B Corp and donate up to $2 million annually to protect and restore outdoor spaces around the globe through the Two for the Trails program. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code BETCHES to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's BETCHES. At checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer. Exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company. Fit for all times.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There's no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. So it's no big deal if you lose a button, spill something, or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BETCHES20. Just go to NUULY.com, that's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code BETCHES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's NUULY.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, and use code BETCHES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Let's talk about Miley Cyrus, not Miley, but the Cyrus family.
Some weird shit going on over there.
Weird shit going on. Jordana, are you following this closely?
I saw an article about it a couple of days ago, and that I guess means I'm following it closely in my world. But it was on People.
She did deep research.
A People article came up on my Facebook news feed, which is where I get all my news,
Facebook.
And now I'm in the know about this weird Cyrus family situation.
Okay, tell us all. Tell us all what's going on. While I look up the Row loafers.
I'm literally looking at the Row.
So basically, Miley Cyrus's mom, Tish Cyrus, got divorced from the dad, I think like a year or two ago or something. And she is now married to this guy that, as of last month, is not this guy named Dominic Purcell. I think I pronounced that right. But the kicker is that he also dated her daughter, Noah, Miley Cyrus's sister, which is weird.
Yeah.
And Noah is 24. Also weird. Was seeing this guy, 54. Very weird. Before Tish started pursuing him. And they were dating for 8 to 9 months. But were having issues. Maybe due to the fact that she's 24 and he's 54.
Maybe.
And maybe he was into her mom.
Or maybe he was into the mom. Yeah.
The whole thing is kind of gross. Although it did make me think of that movie.
Something's Gotta Give.
Something's Gotta Give, where the daughter dates him and then
he dates the mom. It's literally exactly the plot of Something's Gotta Give.
I know, but they like hadn't had sex.
They
I
were
think,
all older. So
like who plays Keanu Reeves?
Amanda
Peet. Doctor.
I don't know. I mean, that movie was weird too, I guess, now that I'm thinking about it. Like, also very weird. And then he also like wouldn't commit to the mom. I don't know. Very bizarre.
He wouldn't commit to anyone. Wasn't that like the idea?
Yeah.
According to People, Noah and Dominic were seeing each other in a friends with benefits way off and on. So maybe not like a full on relationship or dating. They stopped seeing each other and then Tish started something up. Dom had DM'd Trish, hitting on her back in 2016. And once Tish divorced Billy Ray Cyrus in April 2022, she reached out to him and they got engaged a year later.
This is crazy.
I know. And then they got married in August 2023 after a year of dating. And Noah Cyrus is currently engaged, again, pretty young, 24.
Also, Noah didn't come to the wedding. And people were like, why wasn't she there?
It's because it's her ex-boyfriend's wedding, probably.
Yeah, well, now we know, but nobody knew then.
Right. A source exclusively reveals to Us Weekly that Tish is not open to any reconciliation after having a falling out with her youngest daughter. That's messed up.
But also I read that Miley had no clue.
Well, Miley apparently is caught in the middle of the drama. The insider says that Noah refused to communicate with Miley and revealed that Miley is devastated. Her family's been torn apart. While Miley has tried her best to help mend the issues, she believes the family rift is beyond repair at this time. And another source said that Miley is fully aware of the situation between Tish and Noah, saying she absolutely knew about Noah and Purcell's relationship, but she took her mom's side.
I read that Miley didn't know about the relationship.
I guess that's not clear. Apparently, some people are saying she did know. Some people are saying she didn't know. I mean, the whole thing is very, very weird.
Can you imagine dating somebody like in your past, right? Like you were dating them and then all of a sudden, like you break up and then like they start dating your mom. I could see that for you.
It's almost weirder.
only for her. Yeah.
For me?
Yeah, I can see that for you.
I don't see that for me.
No, not for you. For your mother.
For your mom.
Maybe my mom. Maybe. No, I think it's weird because it's like, it's even weirder that they were friends with benefits. That means they were like just hooking up.
Do you think that he tried to date Noah to get closer to Tish? Because didn't you say he DM'd?
That's even weirder.
But that's my guess. I'm asking, do you think that's true? Because he DM'd her in 2016. That's a while ago.
I don't think so. I think he probably was like, that seems like very long game conniving. I think the bigger issue is not this guy who, again, sounds quite creepy. It's more the mom. Like, why would you? There's so many people in the world. Why would you date someone who's had sex with your daughter for 8 or 9 months?
I agree with that.
I think that it's just it seems like a weird move. I'd be mad at my mom as well.
I mean, they're living in a very like weird family situation. Like they're not like your average.
What else
family.
Is weird?
That they're like very famous. Their dad was famous even before her.
There's
like,
a lot of famous people that aren't dating each other's.
No, there are,
exes.
But there are a lot of famous people who do a lot of weird shit. So I'm saying like it's not. It's like yeah, it's crazy, but it's just I feel like this kind of shit happens. You know,
how many Cyrus kids are there? That was not normal.
No, I'm saying it's like one of those weird things that happens. Like, it's fucking weird. It's just,
did you use May December as the example?
I'm just saying, like, weird people do weird shit is what I'm saying. Not that it's normal that right. to do that, but it's like weird, messy like
that's
shit
a great
happens.
Bumper sticker. Weird people do weird shit.
I wonder what Billy Ray Cyrus thinks of the whole situation.
Billy Ray Cyrus is also married. He got married also in 2023.
Yes. And he met the person he married when she was 22. So.
Okay. So I think this is like
this is
part
just
of
so
the dynamic.
Tired.
Can we family.
Just right?
I'm sure this makes everyone.
Fire Rose.
Right. I'm sure this makes everyone feel better about their own dysfunctional families.
It indeed makes me feel okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
well,
you could be the Cyruses or the family
weird.
From May December.
Weird. I mean, without knowing all the details, I think I'm team Noah Cyrus just because like, seems pretty messed up.
I don't know. I can't be on a team without knowing.
I don't know enough information.
I mean, if there are very few things that could make dating your daughter's exes.
Yeah, but like what okay. if like Tish and Noah were not Tish and Noah were dating. What if Tish and Dominic were dating before that, like shadily?
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
and that she didn't
Noah,
and she didn't know and Noah didn't know.
Yeah, and possibly. Really Dominic's just being a bad actor here.
I mean, it's still,
that sounds the most
I think
likely.
That's still on the mom though. She's still the one who's
yeah,
like marrying
but
him.
People can be manipulated. We all know this. And I don't know. Seems sus.
I think
I'm not
dating
on Tish's team, but I'm just not on any team.
I think dating your daughter's ex is just is not great parenting. Or no matter
definitely
what the circumstances.
Not.
She does. She's 20. How old is she? 24.
Yeah.
Do we have a Betch of the Week or someone we're sending to the Caymans? Does anybody have a Betch of the Week?
I think we should send Tish Cyrus to the Caymans.
Yeah, that's fine. We can do that.
Why not Dominic? I think that's the grossest.
No, I think it's your job as a parent to not date your daughter's ex.
Yeah, I think that's. I think
that's parenting 101.
Send her. I think
like,
we can
while
send
I
her.
Agree with that, I still think Dominic
no.
is gross.
I fine, but like. I
why
think
don't we
that
send
it's
them together?
Your job to protect your child.
Why don't we send them together?
Ugh.
Fine, we can send them both. I think that's on
but
her.
What if she was dating him and then Noah was dating him and like no one
I
talked about it and Dominic
she should a truly evolved person would say, this is messy. My daughter's dated you. I don't want to do anything that yeah. would make this even weirder. I'm
let alone
stepping.
Get
there's
married
no,
to them.
Right. Yes, she would want to get away from it anyway.
Okay.
Like
yeah. No, I hear
she
you.
Did.
I'm sending. I think we should. I nominate Tish.
Let's
okay.
Sign.
So
for the game.
Let's send them both. I want to send them both.
Fine. He can join.
They
her.
Can go together.
He can sit
Are
in
nice
economy.
Couples?
Tish can sit in economy. No, they'll both sit in economy. I mean, I'll be back there with them. You know,
couples came in trip.
I'm going to the Caymans.
Yeah.
Is there a batch of the week? Kate Middleton for being alive.
Yes. Although we're not sure.
I don't know if we, she didn't do anything. We can't lower the Betch of the Week standards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just because the news is slow. Should we?
She got out of bed for a photo op. That's hard.
Maybe. Okay, we should talk about the regime. I've been looking forward to this show for a while, ever since I saw the first trailer. Did you guys watch?
I watched it because I can't get enough of Kate Winslet.
I didn't watch it. I really love Kate Winslet too. I didn't really understand what the show was about and something about the, whatever was going on, it didn't seem that exciting to me. But if you guys say it's good, I'll watch it.
I don't know if it's really your taste, but there's also only been one episode.
It's not your taste.
It's I wouldn't call it your taste.
So my taste is The Row, not The Regime.
Yes. Correct.
Let's just spill down my coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, okay, it's sort of like Veep. I would say it's most like The Young Pope, but it's by people who
I didn't like The Young
Veep.
Pope.
Same.
I think it's, okay, it's like sort of like Veep and Succession for a dictator, like
it's
a tin
like
pot
Succession.
Dictator.
It's not like Succession. Don't,
it's from one of the writers of Succession.
But it's not Eileen like
is
Succession.
Very, very particular about what is compared and not compared to Succession.
Yeah. I own Succession.
Pretty much every article about the regime references Succession.
Well, they're all wrong.
Okay. Well, I think that it's because the writer has like they're trained in that like, you know, tradition. But I think it does have like a little more of like the young Pope vibe where they're like something about it feels like a little bit surreal.
Yes. Not something about it. It's the way that they film those conversations slanted. A lot of the conversations are done like to an angle and like under. Right. And so you're watching it. Here's the
lighting is like a little weird.
The lighting is dark, and they have some blur around the camera, around the edges of the show. But that they had that in Succession a little bit, but it's really the slant.
It is the slant.
The thing that, and also it's ridiculous, but you're right about the Young Pope. It's very much like the Young Pope. And the Young Pope bothered me because it was in the middle between like a Veep and I won't even say Succession because that's in a different league. And like a
prestige drama.
Prestige drama. Let's call it Kate Winslet's other show, Mayor of Easttown.
That was a great show.
Great show. But it wasn't a comedy. So it's like sort of like in between. And I think the reason why it doesn't work as well is because it doesn't lean any one direction. And it's in the middle and it's confusing why it's what it is. And they really didn't do a good job to develop the main two characters in the first episode. They like went too fast, too hard, too furiously. And I obviously there's going to be more episodes, but I watched and I was like, really, Kate? And her accent, she's trying hard to put on this queen accent.
I think she's trying to invent an accent.
Crooked because of it.
That's because she's trying not to let people's breath into her mouth, I think. That's all intentional. I'm 99% sure that she's doing that because she wants to, like, she's supposed to be like a crazy dictator.
Yeah,
like,
I get that. But it doesn't come off as crazy dictator. It just comes off as weird character. Like, you know what I mean? Because the dictatorship it's not real at all. And I get that it's trying to be like a satire on one because they're like middle of Europe. And like, it's just random. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, it doesn't go far enough in any direction. And it's just confusing.
So I see all of your issues with it. And they don't bother me. Just personally, because I'll say I really liked the Young Pope. I don't know. It doesn't bother me also because I know that this is just the first episode. So if they continue to not give, I would say more context on the two main people, which is Kate Winslet and her guard who was dehumidifying her.
Yeah.
Like hired to measure the humidity.
She got dehumidified?
No,
so she's like afraid of mold.
She's this crazy she's this dictator who is like very crazy, like insane about her health, quote unquote. And like she has this needs to like measure the humidity when she walks into a room because she's afraid of mold. So she hires this guy to like walk in front of her with like a stick measuring the humidity all the time. But everyone knows that it's like fake and that she just wants someone to like tell her. Like
it's like the Emperor's New Clothes.
Yes, it's mm-hmm. very much like I think all the things you're saying about how it's like ridiculous are kind of the statement of how dictatorships work. Like it is like that.
Yeah, I get that. It's all sort of, I mean, it's not a random show. It's not just like, let's be absurd. Like they're trying to make a statement about things. I understand that. But still, it has to be a good show. Like you have to entertain me. You can't be like sitting there and like trying to be intellectualize everything. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, okay, like Kate, let's make this
better.
I was like
amazed. I was amazed by her, by the way she was able to like, at one point when she was having a conversation, the scene with where she's talking to the American at the oil guy at the dinner, I was looking at her face and I was like, you do not look like yourself. You have changed your face because of the talking out of the side of her mouth. Because Jordanica, so she's afraid of germs. So she's afraid of anyone's breath near her. Any humidity, and she has this guy like measuring it constantly and like making sure she, you know, is safe.
Yeah, but I think the side talking is because she's changed her accent so drastically.
I think that's her. She changed her accent and made it a fake one because it's supposed to be like a fake country. And I think the side talking is because she's trying to avoid other people's breath. Like she's so paranoid because she doesn't usually let people go close to her.
Anyway. I'm going to keep watching it, obviously, because I'm obsessed with Kate Winslet. And Mayor of Easttown was just amazing. I loved Mayor of Easttown. Well, that is it for this week's At Betches podcast. You can follow me at Aileen.
Follow me at Sammy.
You can follow me at Jordana Abraham. And please rate, review, and subscribe, but only if you have something nice to say. Bye. At Betches is produced by Sean Kilby and Holly Wilkinson. Editing by Jazz Zapatos and Shannon Sassone. Be sure to follow At Betches on Instagram and send us your emails to podcast@betches.com.
Betches.